Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship.
The Word of God from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 6, verses 27 through 32. Jesus said, "But to you who are listening, I say, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who mistreat you. If someone slaps you on one cheek, turn to them the other also. If someone takes your coat, do not withhold your shirt from them. Give to everyone who asks you, and if anyone takes what belongs to you, do not demand it back. Do to others as you would have them do to you. If you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners love those who love them." Love your enemies. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. Imagine what you would do in these two scenarios as you are walking out of the door for school. Scenario 1. A parent says, "Make sure to be nice to your best friend and to listen to your favorite teacher." Scenario 2. A parent says, "Make sure to be kind to the kid who makes fun of you on the school bus, and compliment the girl who started a horrible rumor about you last week." In the first scenario, you would probably respond, "Sounds good, and I love you, Mom." In the second scenario, you might respond, "No way, they don't deserve it." In our reading for today, Jesus calls us to do good to others, even if they don't deserve it. This message is so impactful from Jesus because he didn't just talk the talk, he walked the walk. Throughout his life, he never sinned once, even though he was tempted in every way. He loved his enemies, yet they put him to death on a cross, where he paid for the sins of the whole world. Then, 3 days later, he rose from the dead and declared victory over sin, death, and the devil. This is what we call grace. Grace is God's undeserved love for all people and for you. That gives us a completely new perspective on how we treat other people, regardless of how they treat us. Jesus was willing to sacrifice his own life for us, even though we are unlovable. He overcame evil with good. We can show grace to others even when they hurt us or mock us. We can love our enemies because God first loved us. Our sinful nature will always want to treat people how they deserve to be treated. But through Christ working in us, we start to see they are no different than us. They need Jesus too. Then we can show them grace and offer a glimpse into the love of our Heavenly Father. We pray to our Savior. Dear Lord Jesus, you always loved all people, including your enemies. Forgive us for the times we have not shown love to others, but have been more concerned about giving them what they deserve. You showed us amazing grace when you died for us to save us from our sins. We ask that you guide us to share your grace with our friends and enemies. Amen.
We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.